Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, as you know, folks, if you're a regular listener, the show begins with an unpopular sketch. And what we're trying to do is do the sketch sort of live.
But that it's not really a sketch, it's more like a sentence. Now.
Yes, that's what we're trying to reduce sketch comedy down to its barest form, where we're not in it anymore. Yeah. So, basically, it'll just be me asking Tom and Ben to... this week it's Feed the Pets.
Feed the Pets.
Feed the Pet. Is it just Pets?
I think it's Pet.
Single Pet. Okay, Feed the Single Pet. We've chatted about this before the show.
How many pets do we have?
What? Sorry.
Oh, silence and a what is... It's my absolute favourite sound here at any gig.
That's Clarky's ringtone. I don't know what we're expecting from how many pets do we have, but it's a catchphrase that hasn't quite taken off for Tom. But we'll do that, and it's going to end with we're going to have a flatshare slam down. When we hear the word flatshare slam down, whoop and cheer and go crazy, and the show will begin. Are you excited, folks? Yay! So are we. Tom, Ben.
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, buddy?
Well, one of you two has really got to feed our... Might be one pet, might be many pets, who knows?
Well, Matthew, I've got a question for you.
Yeah, what's the question?
How many pets do we have?
It's a brand new catchphrase. Well, I cannot answer that, nor can I answer which one of you is going to do it. So I guess there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flatshare slam down!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says... The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I've tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Pet it go, can't hold it back anymore. Pet it go, turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Pet the storm, rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. I was going to pick pet up, pet on up, like a sex machine. But it does make me sound like I'm having sex with my pets. Now, anyway, while they're under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet the tenants. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Tom, great of you to make it along to the show.
I'm really delighted to be here. Thanks for having me. First-time listener, long-time caller.
Long-time caller. Please stop calling. So, Tom, why are you so doggone stubborn about feeding this pet?
Well, Matthew, I'm not going to feed the pet because, well, let me tell you, the last time I had pets that I had to bloody feed, I had these dogs, right? And every time these dogs wanted feeding, they'd ring a bell, right? And I'd rush to the kitchen and I'd whisk up these egg whites, right? And I'd put the egg whites, it would put some sugar in, I'd put them in the oven, I'd bake the egg whites.
We're all there.
I'd layer the egg whites and I'd put fruit in it and cream in it. And I'd take it down to those dogs. It was a real Merangian response.
That's lovely stuff.
That is. Clarky, what about you? Why do you categorically refuse to pop that food?
Well, I'm not
into the bowl.
Thank you. I'm not going to feed the pet, or as the French say, pet à manger.
I am furious that that's not in the script already. I'm absolutely furious.
I'm not going to do it because
He's carrying on.
I know.
Could have got out when the going was good.
I definitely should have done. This is going to get a special kind of nothing.
Why are we?
I'm not going to feed the pet because I like going swimming, don't I? And they always say, you know, you can't feed your pets. You can't go swimming if you've got a fat pet, can you? You can't. There's signs everywhere. No heavy petting. They did.
Oh my goodness me.
Also, when I'm there, I get off with my dog.
Too right. But like a delicious bottle of Jacob's Creek, feeding a pet is best enjoyed with friends. Remember that from ages ago. So,
we've been sponsored by Jacob's Creek
this week, yes.
Finally.
Yeah, absolutely. It really is delicious. They do all three types of wine. Now, so, Tom, who have you brought along with you this week?
Well, Matthew, it's great news. The Jamboree is more popular than ever. So popular, we've had to bring in a gatekeeper to stop people from jumping the fence. So, who holds the keys to the Jamboree? It's your friend and mine, Mr. Kevin Eldon!
Kevin Eldon is here!
Nice to be here. I've come to the show tonight with a fairly chilled out energy level. So, you know, tonight I'm going to be relaxed, laid back. I tell you one thing I'm not going to be. Funny.
Welcome to the club, buddy.
What kind of a flatmate are you?
Well, you know, my flat sharing days are kind of over, but when I was a flat sharer, I'd like to think that as a tenant, I was a reassuring presence. I had lots of sort of flatmates, and any of them could at any time of the day or night be assured that they would wake up and find my face very close to me. That's the kind of flatmate I was.
I might just move away from you for a little bit, if that's all right. Obviously, we've got Clarkie here as well, and you've also brought a guest along with you this week.
Yes, it's my brother from the same mother, my stepbrother. It's Ed Gamble!
Ed Gamble! Lovely. It's great to have you here, Ed. We're feeding the pets this week. Do you have pets?
I don't. I have had two pets in the past.
How did that go?
They're both dead.
Okay. What went wrong? Was it old age or did you do something to them?
The cat killed the fish and the cat got cancer.
Oh! Which is a great way to tee up round one, I believe, isn't it?
Actually, talking...
Drink Jacob's Creek, everyone. Yes.
Talk about a cat I had. Years
I'm glad
years
it's
ago.
Cat's not cancer, but yes. Yeah.
This cat that we had never used to integrate socially with the family at all, apart from any time that we had some old relatives, in which case it would sit in the middle of the sitting room and slowly start to lick its own penis.
Wow. And that's also why I'm a bad flatmate.
So we have met our contestants, and by the end of the show, one of them will be top cat and the other will be in the doghouse. Let's find out which is...
Oh.
Guys, that is what is known in the business as delightful copy.
I wish the listener at home could see Crosby wiggle his glasses when he says stuff like that. Whenever you hear that tone in his voice, listener, just imagine him wiggling his glasses in a really smug way.
I didn't get to be a programme associate on so many wonderful entertainment shows without writing stuff like that every day while I want to kill myself. Now, let's find out which is which as we play round one.
I wanna come on over and do it with you. You're the loveliest creature that I've ever met. So let me come on over and feed your pet. Oh baby, I wanna feed your pet. I ain't the love doctor, no I'm a love vet. So come on little baby, let me feed your pet. So give your dog my chocolate log and give my carrot to your parrot. Feed my hot dog to your hedgehog and my new potatoes to your alligators. Where you going, girl? Please don't run away. What you mean you're gonna call the RSPCA? No, baby, don't literally feed your pet. It was a euphemism about oral sex. You shouldn't have really given those animals that food.
Lovely. So round one is called Have Three the Same Pet. It's named after the classic comedy Alfetasane Pets.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Have three the same pets. Have three the same pets.
Yeah, if you sell it.
You've got to sell it. That's the thing. That's what I say about my delightful copy. You've got to sell it, mate. Won't work on its own. Obviously, the classic comedy was about a group of Geordies working in West Germany, but the similarity to The Round doesn't just end with the vaguely sound-alike title. Hang on, no, it does. So the rules are very simple. I'm going to give each contestant a category, and they have to tell me three things that fit into that category in just 3 seconds. I'm going to work my way around the contestants, but enough about my post-show plans. Let's play the game. Tom, you're going to go first, okay? So you have 3 seconds.
Right.
And I'm going to say go.
Yes.
And at the end of 3 seconds, I'm going to say time, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, this is freaking me out.
Yes. Tom, you have 3 seconds.
Yes.
To tell me three types of cheese.
Brie, cheddar, camembert.
Time. Well done, mate.
Can do cheese.
Kevin, yeah. You have 3 seconds to give me three words that begin with F.
Fuck, flipping, foogie.
What? Can I just...
It's also his Twitter handle.
Yeah. Can I just... Foogie was the last one.
Yes.
As in Lauryn Hill's band. Cool.
Who is this podcast for?
They're all here. Why are you recording it?
I'm slowly whittling it down to the audience's one. Just me sitting at home going, oh yeah, well done. I've forgotten that because we put them out so long after we've recorded it. Now, Ed, you're up next. I would like, in 3 seconds, three countries.
Germany, France, England.
Oh, very strong, very strong. Clarkie.
Yeah,
three. Awful that I went Germany first.
Yeah.
Then,
right? You're a sleeper. We've exposed you.
That is how it must be.
3 seconds. Clarkie.
Yeah.
Three songs.
Help.
Time. Oh. Yes. I'm afraid you're not allowed to ask for help. So, Tom Parry.
Hello. Shit, because you have to go for short titles. It's an extra amount of thinking.
It's an extra amount of thinking. Should be on your tombstone. It really should. I'll give you 3.5 seconds next time, Clarkie. Tom, three seconds to give us three French words. Go.
Bouffe, pan, chocolat.
Oh, very nice. Kevin. You've got 3 seconds to give us three things in the sky. Go.
Clouds, aeroplane, sun.
Oh! Was that a haiku?
Come on, guys. We've got 400 of these to get through, so... If you stop every time, it's going to take a very long time. Ed Gamble, you've got 3 seconds for sandwich fillings. Go!
Butter, cheese, the bread? Fuck.
Oh, no! Oh!
Look, where I'm from, bread is a sandwich filling.
We cannot give you that, I'm afraid.
That's like a Big Mac, but without the burgers.
There we go.
Clarkie, you have 3 seconds.
Because they've got the bit of bread.
Clarkie, you might need to use... Clarkie, focus down, mate.
Okay. Stop showboating, help.
You've got 3 seconds.
The thing is, I've been thinking this whole time, and I still don't have two more subtitles. Let it go, Clarkie.
Oh, there's one. Clarkie, you have 3 seconds to give us three things that are hot. Go.
Heat.
Whoa.
Fire.
No.
Saying heat is hot is like tucking into a bread sandwich, isn't it? I mean, come on.
At least we know that when you're under pressure, you say one word that begins with H-E and that's it.
That was like a throwaway one to get me in the zone.
What ones were you going to say other than
that? Well, I said fire, but you were all bloody laughing.
Yeah, and what were the other
not
two?
Not in the way I like.
Well, I defend heat being hot. You know, if heat isn't hot, what is, for God's sake?
Just cutting some
you.
Slack, guys.
Thank you.
We would also have accepted warmth.
We always do.
We always do. Tom Parry, three
Hello.
Seconds. For things you would find in a garage. Go.
A car, a tyre iron.
Yes, very, very good. Kevin, three uses for a spoon. Go.
Eating, sleeping, taking a bird's eye
out. I think you've done yourself there, mates. Eating, sleeping and taking a bird's eye out.
Not bad. You do spoon when you're sleeping. I think he's done
You know what?
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm going to allow it.
Yes.
Yay! Ed Gamble, three animals you wouldn't want as pets. Go.
Tiger, lion, squawker.
What? Squawker?
Squawker, yeah.
What's a squawker?
Oh, you know.
No!
It's amazing that I've not panicked and come up with a real animal. Yeah. A heron.
A heron. No, I'm afraid I can't allow it. It's too late now, but I enjoy squawker, though. Clarkie, you've got 3 seconds to come up with three annoying people. Go.
Tom, Matthew, Ben.
You got it right in one, mate. Okay.
And in the right order as well.
Absolutely the correct order. Parry, this is our final round. What's more round? Parry.
Yes.
3 seconds for celebrities you fancy. Go.
Annika Rice, Michaela Strachan, Nicole Rika Johnson.
Oh! It's a blast from the past there.
He's got a type. He has a type.
I like blondes from the 80s.
You like blondes in jumpsuits.
Annika Rice, top of the list.
Top of the list.
Annika Rice. Oh,
I don't want to insult you too much, but that really would be a challenge for her.
Do you still have a Annika Rice once in a while, though? Do you still... Come on. We're better than that. We're better than that. We are better than that. Kevin Eldon.
Accent. I do it in an accent.
In an accent. Yeah. Well, let's go for Hungarian. Good. And we'd like to have three, in 3 seconds, pet names for a lover. Go.
Gorgeous, beautiful, darling.
Oh! Very strong work. Ed Gamble.
Would you like mine to be on racially rocky ground?
No.
That's a lovely pet name.
You have 3 seconds to list three cool dudes. Go.
Ed, Kevin, Ben.
Oh, very
cool.
What
is there some dissent in the audience? Look at us, we're super cool.
No one cool is called Kevin.
And finally, Clarkie, we're going to close it off strong.
Oh, dear.
We would like three names in 3 seconds that you might call your penis, your todger, or your wang. Go. And that's your time, Clarkie. That is your time. Were those three separate noises?
You took three of them. All I had in my head was penis, todger, and wang.
As usual.
Well, at the end of that round, producer Ben, what are the scores? 3 seconds, go.
Tom and Kevin have 8. Ed and Ben have 3.
Oh!
You got a point for every...
Yeah, go on, Tom. Not so good when you're not against the clock, are you? So, sorry, give us those scores again, because I genuinely wasn't listening.
Fair enough. Tom and Kevin have 8. Ben and Ed have 3.
Oh! Hey,
you got a point for every one of your...
Yeah, not so good when you're not against the clock. So give us those scores again. I wasn't listening.
Tom and Kevin, 8. Ben and Ed, 3.
Yeah, you got a point for everyone.
Oh, it's like Inception, only unpopular. So, Tom and Kevin are in the lead. Which one will have to grab the dog lead? Let's find out as we play round 2. It's Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together.
Games!
Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games! If you lose, you get nothing.
Games!
If you win, you get
gold.
Gold! 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 Gold!
Listen up, Donald
gold,
Trump. That's gold, the sound of a movement.
Gold.
Right there.
So this week we are playing our version of Spot the Difference. I'm going to give each team...
Oh, is it Spot the Dog? Because of the...
Because of the pet theme. No. Oh, because of what?
Yeah.
Oh. A classic flip reverse there from Parry. I'm going to start again so we can edit that out. This week we're playing our version of Spot the Difference, which is named I'm going to give each team a scene to perform twice. The second time the scene will have 5 small changes, okay? 4 of which we've added to the scene ourselves, and 1 we would like the players to come up with on the spot. You know, like Spot the Dog. So the other team has to listen to both performances and see if they can spot all 5 differences. Obviously, I'll also be awarding extra points to the players if they can bring some real acting chops or any kind of chops. Just love chops. Ben and Ed, you're going to start us off. This Spot the Difference is going to be a Spock the Difference, as your scene comes from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. And it is Spock's death and funeral, spoiler alert.
Like Spock the dump. No, it doesn't.
So there you go. There's your scene, okay? You can decide between yourselves who you're going to be.
I don't know this, and I've got no kind of Star Trekking.
Well, the rhythm of your speech would suggest you should play Kirk.
Yeah, that was an incredible shot. So you're going to be Kirk, you're going to be Spock, Ed, and we'll hear Spock's death. Here we go.
Spock!
Ship out of danger?
Yes.
Don't grieve, Admiral. It is logical. The needs of the many outweigh
the needs of the few?
Or the one? This is shit.
Oh, bear in mind, he's dying.
Oh, shit, right, okay. Or the one. Has he had a fag as well? I never took the Kobayashi Maru test until now. What do you think of my solution?
Spock!
I have been and always shall be your friend. Live long and prosper.
No!
Wow. He's not saying no that he's not going to live long and prosper. He's saying no because Spock's just died.
No, I will not, sir.
Anyway, the final scene of the movie is, of course, the funeral, and Kirk delivers the eulogy. So you've really lucked out here, Clarky. Here we go.
We are assembled here today to pay final respects to our honoured dead. And yet it should be noted that in the midst of our sorrow, this death takes place in the shadow of new life, the sunrise of the new world, a world that our beloved comrade gave his life to protect and nourish. He did not feel that sacrifice a vain or empty one.
Yeah, this is very moving. Yes, carry on.
And we will not debate his profound wisdom at these proceedings. Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels.
I'm not sure he does touch the body in the film.
It wasn't an open casket.
His was the most human.
Very, very powerful. Very powerful. Okay, now on the back, we've put in four changes. I would like you to add one of your own. Do you want to have a little quick confer as to what change you're going to put in, just so you don't catch each other out? Okay. Spock's death, scene two. Now, Kevin and Tom, you're looking out...
Five changes. Yes. Do we shout them as they come along? Or do
I tell you what, make a note and tell us at the end. We don't want to interrupt the flow of that incredibly long scene.
Yes, please.
Spock!
Ship out of danger?
Oh, you're reading the same scene.
There we go.
Okay, you might get the first one here.
Spock?
Ship out of Portsmouth?
Yes?
Don't grieve, Captain. It is logical. The needs of the many outweigh
the needs of the few?
Or the one? I never took the Kobayashi Maru test until now. What do you think of my result?
Spock?
I have been and always shall be your friend. Live long and prosper.
Are they Australian?
Have you put question marks at the end of all the sentences?
Is that your difference? Yeah, that's
okay. You fucked it now because this last speech was going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Okay, let's...
We are now assembled here to pay final respects to our honoured dead. And yet it should be noted that in the midst of this sorrow, this death takes place in the shadow of a new life, the sunrise of the new world, a world that is beloved, but that our beloved comrade gave his life to protect and nourish. He did not feel that sacrifice a vain or empty one. And he will not debate his profound wisdom on these proceedings. Of my friend, I can only say this. Of all the souls I have encountered in my travels, his was the most sexy.
Okay, so five changes in Spock's death. How many of them can you spot? You've got 1 point already because you spotted the question marks. That was the one they put in themselves. What else do you think there might have been in there?
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth was one of them, yes.
Yeah.
Sexy. Sexy was another, yes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
3 points.
Yeah. Did they change the type of test that he did?
We did not.
They did not.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you'd sneak some in, you little fuckers.
The needs of the many outweigh.
Is it? Did you change the way you're spelling the word way?
We spelled it like curds and way. Yeah, that was it. Yeah. I'm going to have to push you, and if you can't get it, I'm going to have to throw it over to the other team. Clarky's just got that. Good.
Did Spock not die in the second one?
No, he did die. In fact, it was very subtle. Spock said, "Don't grieve Admiral," in the first scene. He said, "Don't grieve Captain," in the second scene. And then Spock said, "What do you think of my solution?" in the first scene. And what do you think of my result? In the second scene. So 3 points, though. 3 points to Tom and Kevin, who look furious. But I'm going to give a full 5 points performance to Ben and to Ed there. Fantastic performance.
Correct. Finally, I ace the casting.
Next, Tom and Kevin are up. They've got a scene. And yours is a... You what? The difference. As your scene comes from EastEnders. Now, it's Kat and Zoe Slater having a blazing row about whether or not she's going to go and work in a bar abroad. And it ends with a classic EastEnders revelation. So let's hear the straight version. Off you go. Now.
Zoe, come here!
No! I'm fed up with you picking on me all the time.
I'm not picking on ya!
Embarrassing me in front of everyone.
Just listen to me, will ya?
I'm going! And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Do you want to bet we'll go and ask Dad together, shall we? See who he listens to.
Why don't you just leave me alone?
Because you're not going to spy!
Yes, I am! Get away from me!
No!
You don't rule my life!
You're not going a nuts now!
I'm not!
Because I said so, all right!
I have to do everything you say now, do I?
No.
You can't tell me what to do! You ain't my mother!
Yes, I am!
That was amazing! I couldn't make out a single fucking word of that. Well, good luck. If they did the same thing again, you wouldn't be able to spot it.
No idea.
Okay, so flip it over and you've got another version of the scene with a few different changes on there. And if you want to make up one difference of your own... Okay, well, we're all very excited about hearing it again. Okay, Kevin and Tom, let's hear that scene with your changes, please. Off you go.
Zoe! Come here!
Nah, I'm fed up with you picking on me all the time!
No, I'm not picking on ya!
Showing me up in front of everyone!
Just listen to me, will ya?
I'm going and there ain't nothing you can do about it!
Do you want to bet we'll go and ask Dad together, shall we? We'll see who he listens to!
Why don't you just leave me alone?
Because you're not going to the Democratic Republic of Congo!
Yes, I am! Get away from me!
No!
You don't rule my life!
You're not going to nuts now!
Why not?
Because what I say goes, all right?
I have to do everything you say now, do I?
No.
You can't tell me what to do! You ain't my mama!
Yes, we can!
Neighbours! Everybody needs good neighbours! With a little understanding, you can find a perfect world.
The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. So, we'll throw that over now to Ed and to Ben. Have you got any idea about any of the potential changes?
Well.
It certainly wasn't the amount I enjoyed it. Bravo.
No, absolutely.
Yes, well done. Democratic Republic of Congo, I believe, was mentioned
in both of those. Yeah, I think that was in both of them. Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Democratic Republic of Congo, that's 1 point. Yes. Yes, we can. That is 1 point.
Neighbours?
Neighbours was 1 point, yes.
I believe they were from a slightly different area of East London.
That's right.
Did you speak in syllables in the second one?
Essentially, no, we don't have any more. Thank you.
In fact, two very, very subtle ones. It was Zoe saying, embarrassing me in front of everyone was actually changed to showing me up in front of everyone.
Oh, my God. And I should have got it.
You should have got it. And Kat saying, because I said so, all right. And Kat actually said the second one, because what I say goes, all right. So that's 3 points again to you. But, I mean, I gave you 5 points, but that was actually really good what you guys did.
I wasn't going to say it at the time, but I was surprised with our five.
Yeah. And I never like to retract points, so I'm going to give you 8 out of 5 for that. That was absolutely amazing. So 3 there, and 8 out of 5, an absolutely superlative score there. So producer Ben, what would the scores be at the end of that round?
Well, the scores would be that Ben and Ed have got 11, and Tom and Kevin have got 19.
Oh!
You guys got a point for every...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Now, for those of you who'd like to see your drama a bit more courtroom-based, here is Beef Brothers!
Well, if you got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And this one comes from Ben, who is in the audience. Where are you, Ben?
Hello.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello, Ben. So you remember my face in the night.
Ben, what is your voice like, actually?
It's like this.
Oh.
Sorry.
So Ben, with his disappointing voice, says, I have recently gone vegan and my girlfriend is not happy with it. She regularly tries to tempt me with cheese, and last night I came home drunk to find she'd left a homemade cheese sandwich on the side to try and break me at my weakest. Oh, yeah, already people in the audience very excited about this.
Was it an Ed Gamble sandwich? Bread, cheese, bread.
You've got to layer up the bread.
You've got to layer up the bread. But also, hold the cheese.
It really makes you earn the cheese if you've got 3 layers of bread to go through.
So, Ben and Ed, you're on Ben's side. Hello. Tom and Kevin, you are on the side of Ben's girlfriend. But before we begin, let's have a quick cross-examination. Is your girlfriend here, by the way, Ben?
No, she's not.
No. So, can I just ask, last night you went out and got pissed and came home.
Yeah.
Tonight you're out on a podcast. Do you ever see her?
No.
Everyone's got a Ben impression in them, haven't they?
It's not a very useful impression. I can do an impression of someone that no one's heard of, and also it doesn't sound like him. That's a shame. So let's have a cross-examination of Ben. Anyone got any questions for Ben about his veganism, or indeed his girlfriend, or indeed the cheese?
Hello, Ben. How long have you been a vegan, Ben?
Only 2 weeks so far.
Only 2 weeks. We're very much in the fad stage. Have you done it, though? Have you managed?
With his
so
girlfriend,
far?
That just sounds like... Have you done it? How long should it be before you do it with a girl?
What's it like?
So you won't what eat eggs love? Anymore, though, will you? You won't eat,
no.
Would you fuck one?
And if so, what came first?
The vegan or the egg?
So can I ask a question? You didn't eat that cheese sandwich last night?
No, I didn't.
Do you go out sort of carrying a lettuce just to munch it on the way home so you're full?
I eat a lot of aubergine. Does that count, I guess?
Sort of a lot of lettuce, yeah.
I'm interested, how much is a lot of aubergine? Just so I can get a measure on it.
I'm running out of recipe, so probably about two a day.
What? Two a day?
You're keeping the aubergine market afloat.
Jesus
I think you are one away from an intervention.
She's worried about you. She's worried about you eating all these aubergines.
You eat two aubergines a day.
Yeah, purple wee.
My favourite Jimi Hendrix song.
Would have worked with Prince as well. Carry on. Has she got the info on you that you used to be partial to a cheese sandwich?
Yeah, so I used to be vegetarian and I was really bad at that. And so I became vegan to sort of try and be good at vegetarian, I guess.
What?
Yeah. As a training ground. Do you think that... why does she want to pull you back to the cheesy side?
So she works at a shop where she gets a lot of meat and cheese.
Whoa.
Free.
She works...
This is like West Side Story.
Yeah. Your girlfriend works in a meat and cheese shop and you've become a vegan.
No, she works in a Swedish shop, but they sell a lot of meat and cheese.
Is she Swedish?
She is Swedish, yeah.
Is she an angel?
What's her name, please, your girlfriend?
Mimi.
Mimi?
Mimi.
Oh, Mimi.
She sounds selfish.
Clarky is so aroused.
Yeah, you can tell. That's why he's gone quiet.
I'm just trying to think of two more songs.
Well, I think hopefully that's enough information for our teams to make their cases. So without further ado, Ed Gamble, now remember you're on Ben's side. I'm going to give you 1 minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Your 1 minute begins now.
Look, I think it's very clear, Ben, that you should not be with this woman. You're a lovely lad. You seem like a nice lad. And she is at home. She's clearly refused to come out tonight. Because she's at home cooking a cheese sandwich. You obviously don't cook a cheese sandwich, but you've left her at home. She's clearly a bit annoyed that you've left her at home, but that's fine. You need some time apart. You can't be together all of the time. She's just at home with the squawker. I don't know what pet you've got. But she's just making the cheese sandwich. And it's unfortunate that she clearly has ties with the meat and cheese lobby. She's working for a meat and cheese shop, and she's infiltrated your life, the life of a potential vegan, and she's trying to destroy it from the inside. And quite frankly, I think we should say no. No thank you to this disgusting Tory behaviour.
All right, well, there we go. Wow. Brought politics into it at the last minute. Kevin, you now have 1 minute to begin the case for the defence. Remember, you're on the girlfriend's side, and your minute begins now.
Tired of cheese, tired of life. This is what she's thinking. She remembers a man who used to have a cheese-based pocket where he would put all of his finest gouda, and he'd walk about proudly bulging with all of that milk-based resin-type substance. And now what has she got? A man who's just a tiny piece of cress. And is that any kind of replacement? She wants that cheese-loving man back. She wants to smell the brie upon your breath. That's right, because that's what used to get her going. It really did. But now all she's got is a life full of eternal aubergine. What is a life with just aubergine? Why, it's nothing. It's nothing at all. She needs that cheese. Please give that back her cheese. Give her dignity and cheese, and perhaps you will marry in a house made of cheese and forevermore. I'm sorry, I'm drunk.
Well, that is your time, but no one expected the old cheese pocket argument to come out this early in the game. But that's why we brought Kevin along. How do you think it's going so far, Ben?
It's certainly going.
That's what they say about this podcast.
It's certainly going.
It's certainly going.
Three stars.
That's generous. iTunes.
So you're going to continue the case, Ben, for the prosecution. Remember, you are on Ben's side. Is that confusing for you?
What? Yeah.
Thanks for listening. Anyway, your minute, if you need it, begins now.
Well, here's the thing. Clearly... You're,
Can I just say, whenever Ben starts with, here's the thing, there's no thing.
Oh, there's the thing.
Clearly.
That's 3 seconds. That's 3 seconds.
Your girlfriend is masquerading as the perfect woman. And it's got to be a trap. If she's setting down cheese for you, here's what I imagine happens. when he comes through the front door.
Okay.
Okay.
20 seconds.
He walks into the front door. A marble starts rolling down the stairs. At the top of the staircase is a man ready to jump into a bath. She's gonna kill you, Ben. It's a mousetrap.
Absolutely. You pulled out of the bag in a way none of us expected.
What a turnaround.
What a turnaround. So, Tom, you're going to conclude the case now for the defence. Mm-hmm. I assume you're going to do it as yourself.
I'm going to do it as a Deep South defence lawyer from a John Grisham novel.
Oh, really?
Yes, Mr. Fanshawe Standard.
Fanshawe Standard presiding and indeed providing cheese this week. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Hell yeah, it's me, Fanshawe Standard, providing and presiding here. Hell, we've been listening to a lot of dem dare big words today. Hell, a lot of dem dare confusing words. Man jump into bath. Hell, we lived in this county a long time. Ain't seen no marble roll down no stairs. We simple folk round here. Hell, we church-going people, huh? We know as you walk through the valley of life, good Lord sit on one shoulder, devil on t'other. Gonna get tempted now. Hell, times I got tempted, I wouldn't like to see. Let me tell you a little story, dear. Man go by the name of Tom O'Malley. Hell, Tom O'Malley, he couldn't play no clarinet. Go down crossroads one night. Man there, shadowy. Carrying a bag. What you got in that dead bag there, man? The crossroads? Hell, I got a book on how to play the clarinet. Bought that book. Practice the clarinet. Learn how to play the clarinet. Moral of the story. Temptation sometime, not too bad. Defense rests your arm.
Oh, thank you, Fanshawe. And thank you, Fanshawe. Now, sadly, I'm actually unable to make the decision myself, as I'm too shy. Instead, can you believe I'm too shy? Isn't that adorable? Sadly, instead, our Phoenix audience is going to have to fulfil that role. So if you think Ed and Ben, and therefore Ben, if that's not confusing, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now. Ed and Ben, applaud now. Very strong showing for Ed, Ben and Ben. But if you think Kevin and Fanny and Mimi are in the right, if they made the best case, applaud now. I'm sorry. I think you're right. I think Fanshawe swung it there. So I'm afraid. Sorry about that, Ben. Eat a cheese sandwich when you get home, mate.
Cheese, mate.
Well, if our pet, who we're going to be feeding later on, is hungry now, by the end of this next round, it is going to be dead. And that is all thanks to the quickfire round jingle. Let's hear it. Here we go.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, but the jingle doesn't go quickly at all. And some of you have been writing in to inquire why that is. We've got your letter.
Thanks for getting in touch.
Judith from Wrexham writes, I don't understand the joke here. Why is the jingle so long when the round should go really quickly? Henry from Devon says, long time listener, first time writer. Hey, the quickfire jingle, what's it all about? Shouldn't it go really quickly?
Yes, it should.
He then goes on to say something unpleasant about immigration. Please don't send in those kinds of things. Let's keep it about the quick fire round.
Those are our opinions.
Carla from Spain says, hello, Ben, I like you. You're the best singer. How come you don't do the majority of the singing? She says you can hold a note better. Well, thanks for your letters. They've really slowed things down. It's time we got back to the business in hand, the quick fire round.
Oh! And of course, it's gone.
Sorry, I always assumed you edited that into the podcast after the recording.
No.
If I'd known you played out live, I honestly wouldn't have come.
Don't spoil the magic. We still want people to buy tickets for the next record. Of course, in this...
It just goes so silent when it's on the podcast. Yeah. I assume it's not live.
No, they're all here.
That's
they're
them.
All here listening.
Ben's at home having a cheese sandwich. Oh,
we've had a tweet in from @JohnTerry. He says, I really like the jingle, but is it the John Terry? Or just another John Terry? Or two guys, one called John?
And the other one's called Terry.
Get back in touch and tell us about yourself, John Terry. Fingers crossed you're not the John Terry, cause he's a massive cunt.
Quite right, too. And, of course, in this quickfire round, all the questions will be pet-based. Instead of buzzers, if you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. So, Tom and Kevin, let's hear that now.
Tom.
Kevin.
Ben and Ed.
Ed.
Ben.
Did you say Bed? You said Bed.
I think I said Bed.
Did you get your name wrong?
He said Bed.
Bed. Did you say...
The thing is, it's confusing because you're called Ed.
No, it's not confusing. It's your fucking name. It cannot be confusing. It's one syllable and you've had it for your entire life.
We have the two easiest names in the world.
Oh, leave him alone. He's tired. He should be in Ben.
Ben, just shout out help, okay? Here we go. Oh, no. Here we go. The first question. How do felines pick out their clothes?
Tom.
Tom.
In a catalogue.
In a catalogue. What's a feline's favourite Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Ed. Ticatic.
What? I'm going to give you half a point, but only because you're so far behind. It's Cat Me If You Can. Remember that film? How do felines travel on water?
Catamaran.
Oh.
Ben.
Ben, yes, I'll give you... give you that in reverse.
Ben's catamaran.
What TV presenter do felines buy their drugs from?
Ed.
Yes.
Cat Deeley.
Cat Deeley is correct. What does
you can't put facts into the show like that.
What does a doctor do to check there are no felines inside of you?
Ed.
Yes.
Cat scan.
A cat scan. Well done, Ed. What dog is a well-respected actor?
Tom.
Tom.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What dog?
Oh, we've been on to dogs.
We've been on to dogs. I'm sorry, mate.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm going to take away 1 point away. Any ideas from this team? Ed.
Bark Ruffalo.
Oh! Bark Ruffalo is better than what
Tom,
I've got. Yeah.
Bark Woofalo.
No, rough. Dogs go rough.
Rough. They go rough as well. And they're quite low to the ground, another so it's a triple pun.
Another point away from Tom. No, is that, I was looking for Spaniel Day-Lewis. What dog was a TV prankster now sadly departed?
Ed.
Yes.
Jeremy Beagle.
It was Jeremy Beagle. Oh, well done. Good. What dog is like Peter Schmeichel?
Oh, Tom.
Ed.
I think Tom was just ahead of you there.
Great Dane.
Great Dane, yes, well done. What dog is like two Italians saying goodbye?
Ed.
Ed.
Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, ciao, well done. What sort of dog might... You might take this. What sort of dog might give you a clip round the ear?
Ed.
Ed.
Boxer?
Oh, no, I'm afraid I was looking for a bulldog. What shelled pet... You know, like a bulldog clip. What...
Mine Ooh, makes more sense.
That's confusing.
Round the confusing. Ear.
Thank you very much, folks. That's how all my gigs start. A mixture of booing and one person clapping, which is me. What shelled pet sounds like what a teacher did?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Tortoise.
Tortoise, exactly right. Oh! What was the TV game show presented by Henry Kelly in which you could win a freshwater pet?
Tom.
Tom.
Going for Goldfish.
Going for Goldfish is correct. What song by Kanye West was about burying his pet?
Ed.
Yes.
Goldfish Digger.
It was Goldfish Digger. What Bond film was about a freshwater
Tom.
Pet? Yes.
Goldfish Finger?
Oh, very good.
I would also have accepted The Man with the Goldfish Gun. Which group of Welsh rappers only wrote songs about
goldfish
freshwater...
Goldfish looking chain.
Goldfish looking chain.
Ed, goldfish looking chain. He didn't buzz in.
I'll give you both a point. What Japanese fish is the shyest pet?
Koi carp.
Koi carp. I'm going to give you the point anyway. What pet, when followed by a very mild swear word, sounds like the capital of the Netherlands?
Oh, Tom.
Tom.
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam, yes. Which actor from Keeping Up Appearances has the most domesticated animals in her house?
A bed?
Bed, yes.
Bed, please. Just Hyacinth bouquet.
It was pet. Trisha Routledge, of course. Now we have
to... You said
to...
character.
No, which actor?
Oh, right, sorry, yeah. No, I misheard the question. Ask me again.
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do again. Edit point. Which character from Keeping Up Appearances had the most domesticated animals in her house?
Kevin.
Tom.
Yes.
Patricia Routledge.
No, I said character this time, sorry.
Hyacinth.
It was actually Hyacinth Dogfish. Now... That's the end of the quickfire round.
It's never gone this badly.
It's never gone this badly before, but we enjoyed ourselves very much. That's the end of the quickfire round, which means we have a winner. And the winner is, of course, comedy. So, producer Ben, what are the final scores?
Ben and Ed have 20 and a half. Tom and Kevin have 30.
Oh, so Ben and Ed are a dog's dinner. So they have to make one whilst... Tom and Kevin in the cat's pyjamas, so they get to go to bed with me. Thanks to our guests, Ed Gamble and Kevin Eldon. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark, and Tom Parry, with special guests Kevin Eldon and Ed Gamble. It was devised by Pappies with producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording. To the good people of the Beans in London, to Izzy City's podcast, the Things We Need for Love, to Orange Market, the British Comedy Guide, to Natasha Caffrey and Katie Sweet for helping out. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a fun production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.